Oh, Jesus. Would you really want it that bad?
No.
No.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary? None? Any other? Hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I make motion that we approve the agenda as revised.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Sergeant.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, I'll have a motion for the approval of the minutes of our June the 3rd and June the 17th meeting.
So moved.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the minutes of our June the 3rd and June the 17th meetings. All those in favor of the motion, again, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, I have a motion for the finding of the facts for the June the 3rd and the June the 17th meeting.
I so moved that they be approved.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the finding of the facts for the June the 3rd and June the 17th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within those protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you are advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First case, please.
Case number 11,231, James and Patricia Shugart, north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Canvasback Road, being lot 16, block D, section A, within Swan Keys Development. Tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 407. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
James P. Shugart, 37500 Oliver Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You just have a seat right there. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicants, Mr. and Mrs. Shugart. Mr. and Mrs. Shugart own lot 16, block D in Swan Keys. They have owned the property since approximately 1987, and basically what they intend to do is to remove an existing mobile home that's located on the property and to build a home on the lot. If you refer to Exhibit A in the exhibit packet that I just gave out, Exhibit A is a site plan of the property. As you can see, the lot fronts on Canvas Back Road. It runs back to a lagoon in the rear. The lot is 40 feet wide by 101 feet deep. It contains a total of 4,044 square feet and is owned GR, as is all of Swan Keys. And Swan Keys, as you well know, is an older development that originally was developed basically for single-family-wide manufactured homes. And over the years, that has been undergoing upgrading, and basically new homes are being built in the development. The Shugarts are proposing a new home. The new home would be 24.4 feet wide by 72 feet long. Due to the narrow 40-foot width and the lot size, the Shugarts are requesting variances from the 10-foot side yard setbacks. Specifically, there's two requests, and again, if you refer to Exhibit A, the new home would be located or proposed to be located 5.2 feet from the north boundary line, and of course that would result in a requested variance of 4.8 feet on the north side. Mr. Shugart did give me a letter from Mrs. Betty Pitkovitz, who is the owner of that property, indicating that she has no objection to the variance, and I will submit that to the secretary for the record. The second request is on the south side, or the right side. Basically, the steps and the open porches that are shown there are permitted. They're allowed to encroach into the setback. So that's not actually involved in the variance, but what is involved in the variance is a small roof that's over the doorway to the house, and also the HVAC units that would actually be located under the stairs. And if you refer to Exhibit B, that shows a side elevation of that side of the house. And you can see the small roof that I'm referring to is more architectural feature than really anything else on the side there. Obviously, it would provide shelter in a rainstorm. And then, as I said, the HVAC units you can see toward the ground level. And they would be, as I said, under the stairs, so they're not encroaching any further into the setback than the stairs, which are permitted to, already would be located. Exhibit C is just a Google map of the area, just showing the nature of the area. As to the legal requirements, it's a unique lot size. The lot is only 40 feet wide and contains only 4,044 square feet, which accommodates a single-family-wide mobile home, but it makes other types of dwellings almost impossible to be located without a variance. The proposed dwelling is a reasonable use of the property. It's similar to other homes that are in Swan Keys, and the variances are necessary for what we believe to be the reasonable use of the property. The need for the variance was not created by the applicant. This lot and the surrounding lots in Swan Keys in this area are 40-foot wide lots, and they were laid out that way from the original developer of Swan Keys. The variances would not alter the essential character of Swan Keys. The proposed improvements are in conformity with many of the existing homes that are in the community and have been improved over the years. In checking the county records, there's over 80 variances that have been granted on the 40-foot lots in Swan Keys. And from my review of the records, there's 28 variances on Canvas Back Road, including three variances directly across the road from the Shugart's lot. And if you look on Exhibit D, the Shugart's property is marked in yellow on there, and the lots that with the X are the lots that have had variances granted, predominantly side yard variances granted on that road only. And I didn't mark the other roads. That's just the canvas back road. Okay. And then lastly, the required variances are what we believe to be the minimal necessary for the use of the property. And that would be a 4.8-foot variance on the north, and it's actually a 3.6-foot variance for the roof over the door and the HVAC units. And Mr. Shugart, is everything I just said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
All right. And gentlemen, that would be everything I have to present other than answering any questions you might have.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Mr. Fuquay, this the AC unit, you're allowed to encroach 3 feet with the HVAC. Does that take in consideration your variance that you're asking for the second floor deck also? Is that, in other words, does it come out even with the stairs going up to the second floor deck?
The HVAC units?
Yes.
I don't think they come out as far as the stairs.
Okay.
I didn't realize the HVAC units are permitted to encroach?
Yes.
Like the open decks and open stairs? All right. I was not aware of that, Mr. Rickards.
Up to 5 feet.
Up to five feet?
Mm-hmm. In that case, maybe I'm only asking for a roof variance over the doorway.
That's where I'm going.
No, you're going to need.
It's 3 feet for the HVAC. 3 feet.
It's 3 feet for the HV. Who said five?
Doesn't matter.
I did.
It's three. And Madam Secretary, is the second floor landing, is that?
That's not included in the 5 feet. It's only a first floor.
It's only the first floor, right?
Deck that is allowed to encroach 5 feet.
Right.
Once you go to the second floor, you need a variance. And per his survey, he's 6.4 the whole way down, so that would include the porch and the second floor deck.
Okay, would that include the
variance? HVAC doesn't come out as far, so it would be covered under that.
Okay, good. That's where I'm going. Okay.
And let me rephrase this. I think I need a 4.8-foot variance on the north side.
Right.
And I believe I need a 3.8-foot variance for the stairs and the second floor space. And I'm not exactly sure how big the HVAC units are, but I don't think they're much more than 3 feet. But there could be some fractional percentage, but they would be less than 3.6 feet.
So you're really looking for the variance for the
Roof over the door,
right?
For the stairs going up from the ground level,
yeah.
For the landing on the second floor,
right?
And for any air conditioning that would be over 3 feet.
Right. Yeah. Anything that was over.
But not to exceed the requested variance.
Not to exceed the requested 3.6 feet.
So it's really the way they have it, it's not an HVAC. Okay.
And I think the way the application was filed, it would cover that.
Oh.
Mr. Sharp, I believe the application would cover that the way it was filed.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if you look at it, it says 3.6 foot variance for small roof over door and HVAC units under steps. So.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And I have no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have one letter.
You have one letter in favor? Do you want to
submit it?
Okay. Can you read to us?
This is my understanding that Mr. and Mrs. Shugart have requested a variance for the above listed property. I am their closest neighbor, and I have no objection to the issuance of a variance per their request. And that's from a Betty Pickovitz. Okay, good.
Pickovitz. There you go. All right. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,231. I believe the applicant has stated the variances, I mean, granting a variance, and also that cleared that item up about the second floor deck, and the 3.6 will cover that, and the HVAC unit also. So there's a uniqueness to the property, which is 40 feet wide. So that'll be a uniqueness, and also a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and he stated that. And the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant due to the size of the lot. The variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. He stated there's quite a few variances of this type in there. And the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Richards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,231. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Richards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,231 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.